landscape. The Green Lane travelling up from the shoreline, Spring Lane, is also known as Seaweed Lane. Devon has many green lanes which cover a staggering 300 kilometres, and the same lanes have been in use for many thousands of years since people first started using them in prehistoric times. Seaweed Lane leads to rich pastureland on the hillside above. Farmers used it to transport seaweed from the beach to spread on the fields as fertiliser. As well as enriching the mineral content of the soil, the salt also deterred slugs. Dominating views of the shore around here is the Great Mewstone, the inspiration for Turner's famous Mewstone watercolour painting. It's one of many Mewstones around our coast here in South Devon. The name of Mew came from the old name for a gull. Dominating views of the shore around here is the Great Mewstone, the inspiration for Turner's famous Mewstone watercolour painting. It's one of many Mewstones around our coast in South Devon, the name coming from Mew, the old name for a gull. In 1744, a local man was found guilty of a minor crime and sentenced to be transported to the island for 7 years. He stayed there with his family for the entire time, not once returning to the mainland. His daughter, known as Black Joan, chose to remain on the island, eventually marrying and raising a family of three children on the Mewstone. Later, in the early 1800s, Samuel Wakeham and his wife Anne set up home on the island. They enlarged an existing house and cleared a garden to grow food and keep a couple of pigs and some hens. As well as looking after the Warren, Sam offered boat trips from Wembley Beach to the Mewstone. Sam might have stayed on the island for the rest of his days had he not been caught supplementing his income with a little light smuggling. He was lured into a trap by a crafty excise man disguised as a smuggler, and he had to leave the island. The ruins of the cottage in which he lived with his wife still stand. No one has lived there on the island ever since. The island was sold in 1927 as part of the Langdon estate and bought by Mr. Stanstall of Haybrook for only £500. He sold it a year later to Miss Goldman of London for £575, who then presented it to her brother as a wedding present. After World War II, the Great Mewstone was bought by the Ministry of Defence as it lay in the line of fire from HMS Cambridge, then on Wembley Point. Today, access is restricted and it's managed for wildlife by the National Trust.